disaster loans, if a lot of able to, you know, do more than just try to claw their way back out of this. My prediction is that you are going to see a lot of people shutter their doors permanently, unfortunately, if there's not, you know, some sort of direct economic assistance to these small businesses, especially Oregon, which is proud of that aspect of their economy. I think that they should really understand how urgent this is.
I have been talking today to Ken Pico, who is a poet and a owner of the Rocking Frog Cafe in Portland, Oregon, in Southeast Belmont neighborhood. I am Suzanne LeGrand, and this is We Are All In This Together for KBOO Community Radio News, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on KBOO Community Radio Station, your community radio. I am Jenny Yokoyama, one of your interim station co-managers, and I am joined here via Zoom.
Yes.
With my other fellow interim station co-manager, Celeste Carey. Celeste, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. We're all in isolation, looking at window life, doorway life, you know, TV and Zoom life, all of that.
Oh, we actually haven't physically seen each other in quite a while, but we see each other on Zoom every day.
I think it has been just close to a month since we've seen each other.
I know. And because I was thinking about this, how the station was shut down to in-station activity on March 13th. So we're like a month plus a couple days. So we're like full on month into it.
And you know, there's been some challenges. For those of you in the know, you know that we would have started our membership drive yesterday, Tuesday.
That's April right. Yeah, 15th. We were supposed to start it yesterday and go all the way through April 25th.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, I don't know. This sounds like maybe you and I are doing a segue here.
Yes, we are. You know what we could do? We could maybe just ask people, those who are able, help us stay able to reach everybody.
Yeah. Because, you know, especially if you are one of our current members, first of all, thank you so much for being a current member. Yes.
Applause.
Yeah, or if you're one of our recent past members, then you probably know what we're talking about, because out in the mail this week, people have been receiving our spring fundraising appeal letter. That this was something that we had actually scheduled to start before the whole, you know, global crisis pandemic thing happened. We had planned to send out, this is what we do every spring, and so we sent out the letter that we were usually going to send out, but in that letter we had to tell people, hey, we had to cancel our spring drive because of the shutdown. You know, our spring drives, our membership drives, usually have like a ton of people in the station at one time. So it was just impossible to do it. So we had to cancel it. And we said, hey, even though we aren't doing our drive, we would really appreciate your financial support. And we're really lucky in that right now we have an anonymous donor who generously gave $20,000 as a match for us right now. And so we're really lucky in that every dollar that is donated to KBOO from today all the way through May 31st is going to be matched up to $20,000. So,
yay! Thank you, anonymous donor.
Yeah. So, Celeste, how does it feel to kind of like cancel the membership drive? I feel sad about it because it's such like a KBOO.
It's a KBOO institution. You know, that's where a lot of people get a chance to reconnect. Volunteers get a chance to meet new volunteers. programmers get a chance to show off how well they're doing or do special thank you shows for our listeners. And I miss that energy. It's hard to capture it, but we know that the love and affection and support of KBOO is still out there. We just hope that we can tap it, keep getting those calls and support, as well as for those who are able to financial support, so we can keep giving you that love and that information and that community connection.
Okay, so if people want to contribute and donate to KBOO, how do they do so?
Well, now, there is the way that we always like to promote, and that is to go online, KBOO.FM/GIVE. Let's do that right. And you can donate now. If you got a mailer, you can send it in. You can send the check in with the mailer, or you could put your credit card information on it. Just to be safe, use a check. That's safer. What else can we do? You can tell a friend.
Yeah.
What if they're programmers, though? What if they're not just supporters, but they're also programmers? How can they get involved? Because they don't get to come in and do those wonderful pitches for us.
Well, you know, programmers, speaking of segueing, see, look at that. This is why Celeste has her own show. She's so good at the segueing. This is Celeste segueing to talk about how we need our programmers to be involved right now.
Yes.
And you are one of our many wonderful KBOO programmers. First of all, applause always to all of you for staying so involved with your shows right now. What we also need is our programmers to stay involved and check in their emails, because
yes,
all programmer email has gone out to our dear volunteers to let them know that this week we are actually having our annual spring all programmer meetings, which,
yes,
if you're a programmer, you are very aware that we do these right before the spring and right before the fall drives, and we kind of give, you know, updates about what's going on in the station and giving you updates about the drive usually, but right now we're giving updates about the spring appeal and just kind of giving updates about what's been going on at the station and what you need and what we want to know, what you need from us as a station. That, you know, all the normal things we talk about at the all programmer meetings. Yeah, so here's the thing. I'm going to be really honest. We've had two meetings so far via the Zoom. And so far, we've only had like less than 10 people.
Oh, wow. We got more than that for programmers, don't we?
Yeah, I believe we have like 100 plus programmers. And so I know that people right now are a little bit like, oh, I don't know what's going on with the station and what does that mean, because everyone's used to coming to the station to do all programmer meetings, but they are being done on Zoom. And I know that usually people are used to having like 6 weeks notice for the meeting dates, and this time I think we only gave like a week, so we've added a whole bunch of dates. So if you can come tomorrow, we're having an all programmer meeting tomorrow at noon. We're also having one on Friday, I believe, at like 6 or 7 in the evening. Just check your all programmer email for the details, but it's Friday evening. And then that next week, April 20th through the 24th, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, through the Thursday, Friday, 5 days, we're going to be having all programmer meetings at 6 p.m. via Zoom. So check your email, because the link for the all programmer meetings is in your email, and we really need everybody to attend. Because we're talking about all the important stuff, like about and all the stuff.
Yes. And hey, you know, we're also going to talk about our new employee. You know, the new employee? Yeah, his name is Otto. Otto Nation.
I know that, like, there's exciting things we got to talk about. We got to talk about, there is some big KBOO news that is being released only exclusively in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Programmers, there's exclusive programmer news, and then you also get to meet Otto, who is our automation system, as Celeste is saying. So there's good stuff, and I don't want to sound like too bossish, but hey, Celeste and I, you know, we're the boss.
Yeah.
Remind people that it is a part of the on-air contract. And so it is something really important to KBOO as a programmer. It was important for us as staff to communicate with you. And it's important for you in order to be staying engaged with the station that you attend the all-programmer meetings. So
yes,
you have no excuse. There's seven more meetings. Seven more meetings. So, and then if you have any questions about that, go ahead and email your program director. So either Asia at program@kbu.org or Tammy at publicaffairs@kbu.org if you have any questions about the meetings. But attend the meeting. Very, very important. And part of your attendance for your on-air contract. So you might as well do it.
So,
huh?
We are tracking now.
Yeah, we are. We are. But at the same time, it's just check in. It's especially right now, I think it's a really good time to come to your all program meeting, besides the fact that it's supposed to be required, is that we're kind of, I don't know if anyone else has noticed, but we're in a really unprecedented and different time at KBOO. So right now is a really good time to check in with staff and to check in just with the KBOO community and, like, you know, see what's going on and what does everybody need from one another and just, like, say hi, because we're so used to seeing each other's faces.
We don't see each other. We don't get to bounce off of each other and be creative. We miss that synergy. And that's one of that would be the second most important reason to attend the meeting, is to get that synergy that we get from connecting with each other.
I know. You know what's funny is that, like, every once in a while, I will complain out loud. I'll say, oh, I'm so over Zoom meetings because we do so many meetings. You know, just like through KBOO and just like my life outside of KBOO is Zoom these days. And this morning I was like, oh, I don't want to do another Zoom meeting. But then as soon as I saw the faces of programmers, of people I know that I've known for years at KBOO, yes, I felt so energized and was like, oh yeah, what's up? It's so good to know that you all are out there and, like, seeing your faces, because I miss faces. Celeste, okay, that we're going to segue to talk about faces because I miss seeing your face. I just want to know, like, how you been? You're a programmer, you're on staff, you're a whole bunch of things. How you been?
I'm a little tired. I'm like you. I'm a little tired of Zoom. I miss being with people. But I'm energized because I'm learning new things. You know, I've learned how to work around hardware and software challenges by finally getting my show together. And I could always do Spotify, but I wasn't able to actually edit it myself. Well, I've learned how to do a little bit of a workaround, so that's made me a little happier. And I don't know, I'm looking forward to helping KBOO make it through the post-COVID world, you know? That's probably where a lot of my energy is. You know, I'm challenging.
There's a post-COVID world? Celeste, what are you talking about?
Hey, it's going to be a post-COVID world at some point.
I'm keeping the fingers crossed. I am, like, looking forward to that day. I mean, like, even you and I earlier today, when we were just sort of doing our own separate meeting, you know, we're talking about what does it look like when we have volunteers come back in the station, and my mind is trying to, like not, you know, get too excited because there's so many things that I've had to shut down at KBOO. So it's like,
yes,
wow, there's so many things. You don't even think about how many things were shut down until you think about bringing them back. So yeah, the post-COVID world, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, like how to have staff and volunteers back in the station, but deal with social distancing when they're telling us it might exist until 2022.
I know.
We're not even halfway through 2021, you know. I feel like, what are you talking about, Willis? But, you know, that's where I'm at, you know, just, you know, dealing with that and trying to keep it positive and trying to be a good resource for volunteers and staff. You know, my world has shrunk somewhat.
Yeah, my world has definitely shrunk down to at least the Zoom level and the airwaves. Well, yeah. We got just a minute or so left, and so since we're the bosses around here, where it's our job to definitely always be doing the wrapping up with the nice appeal at the end. So Celeste, I'm going to give you the last minute to remind people why they should go on to kbu.fm/give today.
Hey, for the past 30 some odd years I've been at KBOO, I've called us a community connection, and we are, because we're all about you. You are us, you know. Our programmers come from your communities. We talk about news that's important to your communities. Your communities come back to us and join us as volunteers. That's family and that's community, and we have to support each other. So we know everybody is not able right now. Mm-hmm. Those who can, please support us financially. And if you're not able to support us financially, tell your friends about KBOO. Maybe they can, and maybe they'll fall in love with KBOO just like you did.
That's a good appeal. Okay, so kboo.fm/give. If you're not able to give right now, we appreciate you tuning in. If you're able to give, we appreciate you tuning in, because that's what it's about. It's about having a free resource that some help keep free for everybody. So we really appreciate the community, appreciate everybody out there. Okay, we're always out of time. Celeste, I appreciate you Zooming with me for yet another moment today.
Hey, thank you, Jenna, for setting it up and for holding it down.
All right, we'll talk to you all next week on News from the Boo. Thanks for tuning in.
Boo, over and out.
Miss Anana now, KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM. You don't know.
You know, this is why vaccine development is so tricky, Colleen. I think it's great to show that it works in an animal model and in your functional assays. But then you've got